This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Former President Donald Trump is found guilty in his hush money case, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Former President Donald Trump has been convicted on all 34 counts in his hush money trial. Leaving court, Trump had this to say.
I think it's just a disgrace, and we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end, and we'll win.
Trump was sitting stone-faced with his eyes looking down as the verdict finished being read, then began slowly looking around the room and glanced at the jury, still expressionless, as they affirmed they found him guilty on all counts.
I'm a very innocent man, and it's okay. I'm fighting for our country. I'm fighting for our Constitution.
Bail was not required, and Trump was released on his own recognizance. The judge has set his sentencing for July 11th, just days before Republicans are set to select him as their 2024 nominee. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. officials say President Joe Biden partially lifted a ban on Ukraine using U.S. arms and strikes on Russian territory. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has the story.
Two officials say that allows Kyiv to use American weaponry in Russia for the limited purpose of defending Kharkiv, which is under Russian assault. They stress the policy that Ukraine not use those arms to mount offensive strikes in Russia has not changed. The move comes a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken hinted at a shift.
At every step along the way, we've adapted and adjusted. As necessary.
Ukrainian officials have been stepping up calls to allow their forces to defend themselves against attacks coming from Russian territory. This morning, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg urged Western nations to reconsider any restrictions.
I believe that the time has come.
Sagar Meghani.